Welcome to the Daylight Savings edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 1st of October, 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 megs by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 14.13 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 megs by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHF CB channel 24, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and on VK7RHT in southern VK7. Silent Key, Graham Anderson, VK4CCC. It is with sadness the club would like to advise of the passing of Graham Anderson, VK4CCC. Graham was born on 26th of December 1941 and passed on the 9th of September 2023, age 81 years old. According to his daughter Tracy, he achieved his novice amateur license in Toowoomba, Queensland in 1977 and his full amateur radio license in 1979 and has been very active on the airwaves locally and across the globe ever since. He grew up in Toowoomba and was a fitter and turner by trade and later moved to Brisbane in 1978, owning a convenience store for 2 years. He then worked for Telstra for many years as a line technician and in customer service before retiring. He also had a passion for aircraft, having flown a light Cessna aircraft in his younger years. He more recently moved to Tasmania last year to live with us and was very happy to be welcomed into the local Northwest Radio Club in June 2022 and made many new friends. He was also an active participant in the local Stowport Hall coffee mornings every week. Thank you, Tracy, for an insight into your dad. Graham was active on the local repeaters and would join in on the Wednesday night Mount Duncan repeater net, as well as keeping in touch with his VK4 amateur friends on Echolink and IRLP modes, and had attended NWTARC meetings and events. Graham enjoyed listening to local aviation and marine frequencies from his new granny flat at Natone on his daughter's property. His funeral service will be held at Parkside Funeral Home on East Cam Road in Burnie on Wednesday, the 4th of October at 11 a.m. Tracy Anderson, Graham's daughter, has invited any amateurs to attend the service. Vale Graham, VK4CCC. That came from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. Silent Key, Wilf Emmett, formerly VK7ZAQ and VK7WF. Wilf passed away in Adelaide on the 16th of September, aged 80 years. Wilf gained his amateur radio license at age 16 in 1959 and was very active on 6 and 2 metre AM with his brother Reg, ex-VK7ZAO, now VK7KK, from their parents' home in Lenner Valley, Hobart. Wilf enjoyed building equipment and built high-power 6 and 2 metre gear and also played with 288 MHz and 576 MHz. He also built his own HF SSB equipment. During this period, he achieved some significant highlights, such as 2 metre contacts into Launceston and some of the earliest contacts into VK4 and ZL on 2 metres. After completing a science degree at University of Tasmania, he moved to Burnie, where he was a research chemist at Tioxide. He continued to be active on 2 metres sideband and consistently worked into Geelong and Melbourne on 2 metres and also on 1296 MHz SSB. In later years, he moved to South Australia, where he worked with South Australian Water prior to his retirement a few years ago. He held the call VK5 Uniform November, but has not been active on air for some time. He is survived by wife Pam, son Michael, daughter Jane, and 4 grandchildren. Rest in peace. Reg Emmett, VK7KK. RAOTC, monthly broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 2nd of October, 2023, at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. Two articles are presented this month. The first is titled The Earth Inductor Compass, or EIC. This describes an instrument that was developed in the early 20th century mainly to overcome difficulties encountered using the traditional magnetic compass in aircraft. These included the fact that the Earth's magnetic flux lines are only parallel to the Earth's surface at the equator. Later developments enabled the pilot to plot a course of navigation, and the EIC automatically indicated if the craft strayed from that course. The second article was contributed by Craig VK7KG. It describes the AA3 Mark 7 gunfire control system, also known as fire control radar. When this system became obsolete in the 1950s, it found other uses, including tracking weather balloons. Listen on 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT, Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The date again is October 2nd. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. 73, Peter, VK7PD. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another great night saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, TW, EV, PD, ZSB and KT, all sharing over 30 photos. There were a few doubling up, so different photos north and south. The various subjects were a large inflatable white rabbit at last week's Junction Arts Festival, the Australian War Memorial exhibiting Winnie the War Winner, radio built during the Battle of Timor, HMAS Canberra, the continuing series on repeater sites, and this week featuring VK7RVP at St Valentine's Peak, an activation of VKFF3395 at the South Esk Regional Reserve, ADS-B tracking display of aircraft in the Tasvik area, G for George Lancaster in the Australian War Memorial, a light aircraft, helicopters, Brock 05 car and a supercharged V8, a statue of Launceston's Dr. William Pugh, who is credited with administering the first surgical anaesthetic in the Southern Hemisphere. For this he used ether. A historic engineering marker for the 3,178-kilometre-long overland telegraph from Adelaide to Darwin, built in 1872. A portrait of Charles Todd in the Adelaide GPO, who planned and organised the overland telegraph. A memorial in East Devonport for the first official two-way Morse radio transmission in Australia. This was between Devonport and Queenscliff, Victoria, and conducted by the Marconi Company. A generator at the Watamander Power Station Museum. Motor and pumps in the Inveresk Railway Workshop at the Launceston Museum. And a PMT or photo multiplier tube in a radio astronomy display at the Launceston Museum. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites for SSTV images or NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwood QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at 29 September is in the email version of the broadcast. If I am holding card or cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, please send me some stamps. Herman has also found it handy when ops put the operator's name of the station worked on the card. Try it yourself. It may help an Inwood's QSL manager somewhere else. Hi. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, the address being VK7Bureau at wia.org.au. Thank you for those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about the QSL cards listing. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA, VK7, Inward QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 on Saturday, 7th October at 2023, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. Jota call out to Northwest Amateurs. Hi Northwest Amateurs, Jota this year runs from Friday 20th to Sunday 22nd of October 2023. In the Northwest, we would like to activate Patent Park behind Ulverston between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on the Saturday only at the well set up scout camp near North Motton. The site has a large hut complex with a kitchen and toilets. We will be utilising two rooms for HF and VHF DMR. A VHF amateur station communicating on VK7 RMD 2 metres, a UHF amateur station communicating on VK7 RMD 70 centimetres, two shortwave amateur stations, one station operating on 80-40 metres and the other on 20 metres, a DMR radio if an operator is available. Fox hunts will be run by scout leaders. We are looking for at least six amateurs to help on site on the Saturday. In Burnie on Saturday, we usually have at least four operators at the Burnie Scout Hall on HF, VHF, UHF. We normally supply radios, antennas, dual headphones, boxes, so operators and scouts can listen on the radio through headphones. If you wish to bring your own radio, that would be great. The amateur radio operator controls the radio, monitors the conversation and assists the scout to make the contacts, and fills out the Jota log sheets and prompts scouts with the Jota talk sheet if they stumble on questions to ask. The whole idea of the day is the amateur operators facilitate with radios and their knowledge to assist scouts, joeys, guides, to speak to other scouts, etc. around Tassie, Australia and hopefully the world. If you are available or interested, then please advise me, Eric, VK7EV, ASAP, at ericvdneut1@bigpond.com, so we know who wants to be involved and how much we can do. We need to advise scouts that Jota Patent Park is going ahead. Regards, Eric, VK7EV, Jota Coordinator, Northwest. You are listening to VK7WI. And this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 L, VK7 AN, Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. They say things come in threes. Well, a month ago, Peter VK7 KPC brought in a precision roller inductor that incorporated a numerical wiper position indicator for us to play with. Soon after that, Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey posted a picture on Discord of his much larger roller inductor, obviously suited for matching when big linear amplifiers were used. Last technical night, Stuart VK7ES brought in one of his roller inductors. This one you could easily put your hand and forearm in up to the elbow. It was a very substantial and obviously designed for large RF currents and high voltage use. It is circa 1940 and spent its life in an AM transmitter site operating on the medium wave band and putting out about 5 kilowatts of power. Although not technically a roller inductor, more of a manually adjusted wiper, rather than turn a handle to adjust, also in this case it is definitely with the system powered down, as the adjuster was a brass knurled knob, no insulation, but after all it was intended for a fixed frequency long-term installation. The last technical night saw Peter, VK7KPC, tucked away in the club radio room, engaged in the test net session. Needless to say, he was using a radio of military origin, a PRC-64 portable transceiver circa 1965. This is one of the radios featured in Peter's contribution in the June 2022 Reist DATV Experimenters Night. It is portable, battery-powered, only transceiver, 5 watts output on CW with 1.5 watts output on AM and a frequency coverage of 2.2 to 6 MHz. Peter was able to make contacts with both AM and CW. Phil VK7ZPD had the ability to record Peter's transmission and post them on Discord. This allowed Peter to listen back and evaluate any changes he made. The one strange thing to see when looking into the radio room was Peter not wearing the usual headphones, but was using a small crystal earpiece, similar type to the ones used on transistor radios back in the 1960s. But I'm assured it is the original part supplied by the manufacturer. While we're on the subject of Discord, thanks must also go to Phil for stepping in and hosting the testnet and technet sessions for the night, as Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey was unavailable. Phil also maintains the off-air audio feed found on the Discord channel. The audio feed provides an easy way to stay across the net while out and about on mobile, simply by streaming the audio. It allows you to hear all net participants, including mainland operators. I believe Phil derives Discord audio from his Hermes Lite transceiver. This is a low-cost, direct, down-up conversion, software-defined amateur radio HF transceiver based on a broadband modem chip and the Hermes SDR project. This is an entirely open source and open hardware transceiver project. How many of us can remember their first few projects when starting off in electronics and radio? They seem to occupy a special place in your heart. Tony VK7ZTT was lucky enough to have one of his early construction projects still at hand and brought it in to show the troops. The schematic and construction information was published in Radio and Hobbies about 1947. That's long before it became Radio, Television and Hobbies. Tony, however, didn't construct it until a couple of decades after publication. It is fairly standard four-valve design, incorporating the ubiquitous 807 final. The 807 certainly wasn't stressed, as the designed output was for 3 watts AM on 40 and 80 meter bands, as it was built from scratch and not a kit. Parts of various ages and conditions were sourced from wherever he could find them. Even way back then, Tony was obviously meticulous, as even the modulation and power transformers were stripped down, sanded back to remove corrosion, and repainted as new condition. The overall build standard is excellent, and certainly way past the rat's nest prototype stage. He also had a very creative use of recycled aluminium rack cheeks incorporated into the chassis construction. The build must have been early on, as none of the controls were labeled, not even by using the infamous Dymo labeler, where you selected each letter, then squeezed it onto a thick, sticky-backed tape. But then again, I'm sure, like the rest of us, you wouldn't forget each control was used for. As time goes by, I mean, hi-hi. It was very nice to see an early project that has survived the passage of time, as usually the chassis, case, and parts had to be sacrificed and reused for the next bigger and better project. Jota Jotai for 2023. Volunteers to assist are needed. The venue is the NTARC Clubrooms, which is at the Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. The session will be on Saturday, the 21st of October, from noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday, the 22nd of October, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. If you are able to assist for any length of time over the 2 days, please let Peter, VK7KPC, or the club secretary know if you are available by emailing secretary@ntarc.net. QSL cards. Andrew, VK7DW, our QSL manager, has advised me that there has been a new delivery of QSL cards from Herman. There are deliveries for VK7's AT, BO, AU, GC, JFD, KPA, KJL, KW, VIP, WW and ZR. If you just heard your call sign, then there are cards waiting at the NTARC Clubrooms for collection on the next coffee morning or technical night. Thank you, Herman, for your continued support regarding QSL deliveries. As always, equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now back to the housekeeping. Upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 4th of October, and will commence at the winter time of 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelier. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Club General Meeting, Wednesday, 11th October, held at the NTARC Club Room, Rochelier, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelier. Meeting commences at 7:30 p.m. For those not going to the meeting, there is the Test Net and TechNet session, Test Net CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Interstate and overseas memberships now available. We are pleased to announce a new membership tier available all outside of VK7. If you live outside the state of Tasmania and would like to join as a REST member, this is now available to you at a discounted rate of $20 per year. For a full list of benefits you can receive as a member or to join, check out the REST membership portal link below. 73 REST Committee. October Presentation Night. Microwave Satellite Reception with Mike, VK7DMH. This Wednesday night will be a presentation of Microwave Satellite Reception with Mike, VK7DMH, hot on the heels of Tony, VK7XTC's Fantastic Weather Satellite Reception presentation in June 2023. Mike had agreed to give a presentation on his very impressive home-brewed and microwave satellite reception equipment. A huge thank you to Mike, who I understand has been getting some very impressive results. See you there at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on 4th of October 2023 from 7:30 p.m. And we will be streaming and going out on RF for the presentations. 73 REST Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night was an update about the auroral propagation experiments on 2 and 6 metres with Rex, VK7MO. Rex's experiments are with Brody, VK3MAP, Jeff, VK3KGR, and Andrew Klekokwik, with an interest in the results around the equinox on 23-24 September. We took a look at the predictive charts and the results from the preceding 2nd of September, where both Brody and Jeff decoded Rex, and this was the first and only decode by Jeff. There was some correlation between the 2 and 6 meter signals. There was a small appreciable increase in activities before the equinox on the 18th and 19th of September by Brody, VK3MAP, with no correlation between 6 and 2 meters. Rex went through some of the possible reasons for Jeff not being able to decode as many times as Brody. Rex then went into some conclusions as an explanation of the ground null effect on 6 meters and what is next. Thank you to Rex for giving us an update. We have fortnight break as this week is a presentation night. See you on Wednesday, 11th October 2023. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Training and assessment. Congratulations to Alex, VK7BU, who recently passed his regulations assessment after going through his RPL assessment. Alex is originally from Moldova and now lives here in VK7. The next REST Foundation license training and all assessment day is Saturday, November 18th from 9 a.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz commencing at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF, VK7 RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the north and northwest. VK7 RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south VK7 RAF 146.65-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Their north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays coffee mornings at the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday 11th October Testnet and TechNet. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Wednesday 4th October Club Technical Night from 6:30 to 10 p.m. in the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DXNet 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Night 23 October hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7 RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events REST October 4th Microwave Weather Satellite Reception with Mike VK7DMH at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NWTARC October 7th Club General Meeting at the Scout Hall 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston from 1:30 p.m. NTARC October 11th General Meeting in NTARC Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie at 7:30 p.m. JOTA October 2022 Statewide Event. ALARA November 3 to 6 ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI, repeaters REST, NTARC and Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio newsgroups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe. From Peter, VK7PD.